The Pavlov volcano in Alaska has erupted, shooting ash thousands of feet into the air above the southwest Alaskan peninsula. The Alaska Volcano Observatory calls this a Code Red eruption, their highest level of classification. The volcano itself is more than 8,000 feet high, but because the summit is covered by clouds, it has been difficult to see what has happened. We called volcanologist Tina Neal in Anchorage. Ms. Neal, first of all, could you describe where exactly the volcano is and if it's near enough to any settlement to be a concern?
Sure. Now, the volcano is 600 miles southwest of Anchorage, Alaska. It's in the middle of wilderness, and the nearest town is about 30 miles away, and so there's no one living right around the volcano. We don't feel anyone near the volcano is in any immediate danger.
What about the ash cloud? Planes flying the polar route to Asia cross over this part of Alaska, don't they? Could the ash cloud be a problem?
That's correct. That's our biggest concern, that a sudden eruption will send ash up to levels that could affect the jet traffic over the North Pacific.
And do you know if that's happened?
As of this morning, it has not. We just received a report from a pilot in the area that ash is only rising about 2,000 feet over the summit of the volcano. That would put it at about 10,000 feet above sea level. We actually put instruments on this volcano last summer with money from the FAA, particularly to guard against an unexpected ash cloud reaching the flight levels and interfering with air traffic. So that's our biggest concern.
What is the problem for jet aircraft with the ash cloud?
The biggest concern is that the jet will fly through an ash cloud and ingest enough ash into the engines to actually stall them and cause the plane to lose power. In 1989, a jet entered the Redoubt volcano ash cloud and lost all four engines, coming within just minutes of crashing. So we're concerned about that. And in lesser quantities, the ash, it just does damage to the flight control systems and the leading surfaces on the airplane. But, of course, we're most concerned about them losing engine power.
And, of course, the possibility that it could happen before you knew it had.
That's right. And so we watch the volcano 24 hours a day, but one of the biggest challenges is getting word out very quickly to all the appropriate sectors. And so we have quite a communication tree developed. And this last summer, we put instruments on Pavlov and several other most dangerous volcanoes in Alaska to guard against that particular hazard.
And then, sure enough, here went Pavlov.
Yep. Yeah, well, we chose the right one. That was a good sign.
Has the very large eruption happened, or do you think it could still happen?
No, if it had happened, we would have known about it through the use of satellite imagery and other techniques. Over the last 24 hours, the level of seismicity has actually stabilized, and I think probably late today we'll be reevaluating whether we should stay at level of concern red. We may ramp down a little bit based on this sort of plateauing of the seismicity.
Well, how do you compare this to the eruption that took place in Iceland some time ago? That particular one caused glaciers to melt. It caused flooding. Are we talking about something? Could something happen with the Pavlov volcano that would be like that?
Yeah, on a very different scale, the Icelandic eruption was quite a bit larger, and it involved an eruption beneath a very large volume of ice. Pavlov is a tall, symmetrical volcano, much like Mount Fuji, and the eruption is producing a small amount of lava that does melt some ice on the flank of the cone, and there's local flooding right around the flank, but it will never produce the amount of melt water that occurred in Iceland because that was a much larger eruption.
Can you tell us anything about how long you think this is going to last, or whether it will become more violent?
Well, we're kind of getting ready for the long haul here. The last eruption at Pavlov was in 1986, and it went on for 2.5 years, intermittently with some pauses, like we have already seen in this eruption. So there still is the opportunity for an especially large blast to send ash up to 40 or 50,000 feet, but probably for the most part it's going to continue at a rather low level, producing small ash plumes and lava flows right around the flank of the volcano.
Well, thanks very much, Tina Neal.
You're welcome. Bye, Linda.
Tina Neal is a volcanologist at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. We reached her at her offices in Anchorage.
The seldom seen high tenor voice is gone. The life of John Duffy later.